We started with the discussion of how everybody's experience was encountering soul. It was fascinating already. Now, William wants to share how he sees the soul. Huinan and Po, which compose our soul level, belongs to blood and qi in our living body, in our life. Therefore, it does have an image. If we just take the Huinan and Po out by itself, it's invisible. But it's actually a
Imagery.
copy of our physical body. So if we were to separate our physical body and Huinan and Po, those two are just like copies, except the souls, we cannot really see it or touch it, but it's the same copy as our physical body. And it has that blood and qi connection. That's why it can be inherited and passed down in a family. That's why within the family lineage, we can see very often that our children, their emotions can be very similar to ours. However, our children are not exact copy of us because they have their own.
Self.
That's because our spirits and our children's spirits are different. In contrast, the animals, they also have offsprings, and you can see the offsprings of the animals. They're either like their mom or their dad. But because the animals do not have the spirit, that's why they're similar or they've inherited the soul and their body from their parents. Now, specifically, when we see Huinan and Po in a living life, sometimes there's light, sometimes they don't have the light. And when the soul is still within a living body, its main body, it does have its smell, not in the bad way. It's just whatever the main body smell naturally is. Now, how does William see a person's soul? So when William sees a person alive with body, soul, and spirit, first of all, he sees the image, exterior appearance of this person, what this person looks like. And then he looks inside to see the inside of that person. Then he can see all the organs. And the three Huan and seven Pos that actually manage our emotion. Typically, Huans are clearly red and full of vitality. And Po typically has radiating light and they have this expansiveness. Those are the Po. And also, they're in rainbow colors. They're of different colors, those seven Pos. That's why, because they are of different colors, if we're missing any Po, William can see which ones are missing. So those are the Huns and Pos that belong to us. If in our body there's extra ones, the entities that don't belong to us or something that invaded us, then those are dark because those are invasions. Those are unclear. They are kind of foggy and the edges are not clear. And also they bring that smell of the soul that has left its living body. So it has that smell of rottenness and death. But those entities tend to also cover themselves, camouflage themselves very well. Sometimes they use the fragrance in the environment and so forth to help cover themselves up. When we go back to the end dimension and open ourselves, then we can either smell or see or sense what is different. That's why sometimes, even in the summer, we walk into a place and then there's such chill in the back of our spine because that's one way of sensing those yin qi that has left the main body. That's why sometimes when certain people go to the Japanese shrine where there's a lot of not just the war criminals, but other souls that have left their main body are there. For somebody who has a righteous heart, they will feel the death energy there. And some other people are just not very sensitive to it. Also, not only just our body can feel it, sometimes we can smell that rotten smell from the souls that have left their main body and became invasion. Sometimes when we come across a person who actually has those entities invaded in them, when we are near those people, we can see that their eyes are a little murky, just not very clear. It indicates issues on their liver. Issues on their liver is actually where their hun has issues. It's either they have extra ones or they're missing some. So we need to look further into that. So coming back to end with this summary, the Hun and Po, the souls by themselves, they're intangible. They don't have a color. They don't have a smell. When they leave the main body, become a ghost or an entity, they carry with them this rotten death smell. When they're in the right place in their living body, their main body, their smell actually comes along with what the living body is. Just like if it's a rose, it has the smell and fragrance of the rose. If it's a mom, it has the smell of the mom. For a natural person, if this person doesn't put on any fragrance, then whatever the natural smell, the cleanness or uncleanness of this living man body is, then the soul will carry on that natural smell as well.